This is Wade Rethke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A new poll on battleground states shows Clinton leading Trump by only 1 percentage point in Florida and Pennsylvania and trailing him by 4 points in Ohio. The same poll says that Sanders is leading Trump by 6 points in Pennsylvania and 2 points in Florida and Ohio. Governor of New York supports collective bargaining rights for 60,000 farm workers in the state. Uber has agreed to work with the Machinist Union to create an association for drivers in New York that would create a forum for a dialogue and give limited benefits and protections. Uber has also contracted with the Freelancers Union to advise the company on how to create portable benefits for its drivers and other gig economy workers. The FDA has begun a multi-year process to bring a modern definition to what defines healthy foods. Google has decided to ban all payday loan advertisements because they're predatory. After decades of struggle by gay rights groups and months of contested political negotiations, the Italian parliament gave final approval to a law recognizing civil unions of same-sex couples. The vote, 372 to 51, with 99 abstentions, was followed by long applause in the Chamber of Deputies, the lower house of parliament. Senator Susan Collins, Republican of Maine, described the drug company Valeant's pledge to offer discounts as disingenuous and called on one of its biggest investors, William Ackman, to follow through on his promise to address the issue. A new study by the World Health Organization says that Europe is trailing the U.S. in reducing air pollution. The Kenyan government says it plans to shut down a refugee camp and expel hundreds of thousands of Somalis who have been marooned there for decades, claiming the camp is a hideout for terrorists. The FBI director says he has no proof of this, but believes cameras on police are leading to less aggressive policing. Let's hope so. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.